Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 128, entitled The Importance of Self-Accountability. The doctrines of men are unchecked, and it occurred to me that it is impossible to hold others accountable, because we must first look at ourselves. Rituals are easier to keep and establish than keeping our hearts and minds pure through the Word of God. Now the Pharisees and some of the scribes came from Jerusalem and gathered around him. And they had seen that some of his disciples ate their bread with ceremonially impure hands, that is, unwashed and defiled according to Jewish religious ritual. Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 2 of the Amplified Version. It is easier to observe man-made rituals than to look at self. Jesus responded by calling them pious. From the simplest task of denying their own fathers and mothers, while saying that it is better to give to God. Liken this unto a pastor that admonishes you for not giving tithes and offerings. Meanwhile, he is aware that you have parents that have to decide between having lights and water or nourishment for the belly, or even knowing that you are struggling to provide for your own household. We will choose to be manipulated for greed while ignoring our loved ones who care for our well-being. As parents, we would give our lives for our children. These same children will go on to forsake us for those in their lives who would step over their dead bodies lying in the streets and think nothing of it. It occurred to me that we are unable to hold those around us to a higher standard because of our own lack of culpability. Listen to this stark revelation and compare it to those who would say not to blame them for what their ancestors have done. Yet they continue to reap the benefits, and there is no true repentance. Woe to you, self-righteous scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you clean the outside of the cup and of the plate, but inside they are full of extortion and robbery and self-indulgence or unrestrained greed. You spiritually blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and of the plate. Examine and change your inner self to conform to God's precepts, so that the outside, your public life and deeds, may be clean also. Matthew chapter 23, verses 25 through 26 of the Amplified Version. Pay attention, because he goes on to compare them to being beautiful on the outside, but full of dead men's bones and every unclean thing on the inside. Understand that what I am about to say is speaking directly to those who subjugate, oppress, and murder for status and greed. And you say, if we had been living in the days of our fathers, we would not have joined them in shedding the blood of the prophets. So you testify against yourselves that you are descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the allotted measure of the guilt of your father's sins. You serpents, you spawn of vipers, how can you escape the penalty of hell? Matthew chapter 23, verses 30 through 33 of the Amplified Version. In other words, God is saying, continue to reap the benefits of the wrongs done unto others like your fathers did, but know that you will be held accountable. Even though we are held accountable for our own sins, we are also liable for remaining unrepentant and unwilling to change. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous, impassioned God, demanding what is rightfully and uniquely mine, visiting or avenging the iniquity, sin, and guilt of the fathers on the children, that is, calling the children to account for the sins of their fathers to the third and fourth generations, now pay attention, of those who hate me. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 9 of the Amplified Version. What I want you to recognize is that God takes your hate for any man personally. Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed. For God made man in his own image. Genesis chapter 9, verse 6 of the ESV version. No matter how you try and twist and wrest it, all men are made in God's image. Your thoughts, feelings, and biases do not matter. So you can remove the word prophets and replace it with any innocent man or woman from a selected group or groups, even those of our own communities. Just remember that it is more egregious when it is against God's anointed. Those who you continue to marginalize while living off of their rightful inheritances, refusing fairness, justice, and equality, attempting to hide your deeds by passing laws and legislation prohibiting the truth, leading to uncivilized and unjust behaviors. Number one, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Luke chapter 8, verse 17 of the King James Version. And number two, for God does not overlook sin, and the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who in their wickedness suppress and stifle the truth. Now pay attention, because that which is known about God is evident within them, in their inner consciousness, for God made it evident to them. Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 19 of the Amplified Version. This is what the Spirit imparted unto me, for me, and even about me. We can't hold others accountable and will even pacify evil practices because we have not dealt with our own trauma, injuries, and wounds. But as you see, there is no excuse. This is the next lesson that Jesus taught while denouncing hypocrisy, wanting us to understand the importance of the teaching. After he called the people to him again, he began saying to them, "Listen carefully to me, all of you. Hear and understand what I am saying. There is nothing outside a man, such as food, which by going into him can defile him morally or spiritually. But the things which come out of the heart of a man are what defile and dishonor him. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Matthew chapter 7, verse 14 through 16 of the Amplified Version. Jesus explained that what you eat does not enter the heart. It enters the stomach and is eliminated through the enteric nervous system, pushing it through the gastrointestinal tract out of the body. And he said, whatever comes from the heart of a man, that is what defiles and dishonors him. For from within, that is, out of the heart of men, come base and malevolent thoughts and schemes, acts of sexual immorality, thefts, murders, adulteries, acts of greed and covetousness, wickedness, deceit, unrestrained conduct, envy and jealousy, slander and profanity, arrogance and self-righteousness, and foolishness or poor judgment. All these evil things, schemes and desires come from within and defile and dishonor the man. Mark chapter 7, verses 20 to 23 of the Amplified Version. These next verses solidifying with perfection why we aren't seeing change on a larger scale. Why do you look at the insignificant speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice and acknowledge the egregious log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me get the speck out of your eye, when there is a log in your own eye? Matthew chapter 7, verses 3 through 4 of the Amplified Version. When Jesus had the disciples feed the crowds on two occasions with the fish and loaves of bread, look at what was left. When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you pick up? They answered 12. And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many large baskets full of broken pieces did you pick up? And they answered 7. Mark chapter 8, verses 19 through 20 of the Amplified Version. I said this to say that it is by faith in Jesus that we are made whole. The purpose of those two miracles is to show how God can breathe on our lives supernaturally if we just believe. When it seems as though we have nothing, he can multiply into a bountiful harvest. Remember the story of Elisha and the widow with her 2 sons who were about to be sold into slavery. He told her to borrow containers, not a few, but a lot. And her oil was multiplied until God said it was enough. He provided exactly what she needed from what she assumed she didn't have. I want you to pay attention that with the fish and bread in the first example, the less fish and bread there was, the more baskets full that remained. God provides as we look to him, trusting him to make us whole. This is why it is written, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And this is why we must work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17 of the King James Version. Thank you for joining me again here at Words Accompanied by the Spirit, always coming from a place of love and truth. Thank you.